Good afternoon, gamblers. This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. Mm-hmm. Today is Monday, April 15th. Happy tax day. This is your tax reminder if you haven't sent those in yet.
Wow.
You take your gambling winnings and you pay your taxes, or you take your tax money and you gamble it away. Either way, happy tax day to everybody. Also, happy Tiger Day to everyone.
Yep.
Awesome. Tiger just winning is just awesome, even though I had Molinari at plus 2,200, which would have made me a pretty penny.
Oh boy.
Didn't care. It's betting against your home team. Because if they win, you're happy.
It's a win-win.
And if they lose, you win money. That's how it kind of was for me with Tiger and what was going on there. I think we hit a nice little from our Masters picks. I know we had like Xander Schauffele was up there.
Brooks Koepka
was up there. I had good old himself, who I can't remember his name, who played well in Mexico.
Schauffele.
And didn't tip his caddy. He was up Kuchar? In the top 20. Yeah, we had a lot of top 20 winnings there. Yeah.
Woody?
Monday morning.
Hey,
Monday
I
morning.
That Phil Mickelson drive up, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Phil's the best. Phil, if there was one PGA Tour member who would, tour player who would listen to this show, it would be Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He is a degenerate gambler.
He might be. Hey, Phil, if you're listening, good showing over the weekend. You fell off a little short.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was a good showing, though.
Get the next one.
So we did well there. We had the NBA playoffs kickoff this weekend. The Dogs did very well on Saturday.
Yep.
The favorites did well on Sunday. The under is 8-0 in the NBA playoffs. Little fun facts for you there.
Oh, I did see that.
Bull, oh, yeah. Johnny. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I'm here. And we're not here. I'm not just throwing up here in a microphone. We've got good stats and info for you today. All right. So let's just jump right into it. Today we have NBA playoffs. We have NHL playoffs. Yep. And we got a little MLB baseball. Does anyone have anything other than that? I'm waiting for Gorham's horse racing season's coming up.
It's coming, boys. Boy, did we have a good Arkansas Derby over the weekend. We're going to have those picks coming up. The Kentucky Derby will be running in a few weeks.
Yep.
And it's all based on points who gets in there. But I've got my feelers out there. My nets are spread wide
nice.
All over the there U.S. right now. And currently right now I've got five horses that could win Kentucky Derby. I'll feed you in
I have
in
to
next
watch him
weeks.
Do their pre-race trot.
Yeah.
That's important.
I watch the trot. I can tell you he's going to win every time.
Yeah, exactly. Watch their ass, too.
You're a horse whisperer.
You don't want any foam coming out the ass area.
That's right.
I'm just saying, those are nerves.
I also don't like that for myself.
Yeah, that's true. If you can avoid it, yeah, get a baby wipe.
All right, let's get into NBA playoffs tonight. There's two games. I have a pick in one of the games. You boys, I'm sure, have some picks for those games. Let's start with Boston. Connor.
I love the Nets. I'm not sure on any of these NBA games just because of how questionable everything started. My two picks today are NHL.
Okay.
But again, similar to how you can't bet against the Blue Jackets, you can't bet against the Nets after they did that to the Sixers. Game one, stick with the Dogs. Don't be foolish.
No, I mean, game one, the Nets were plus +8.
Yeah.
And they win.
And
game two, they're now still plus +8.
I know.
I'm not sure what has changed.
Joel Embiid still questionable.
Yes.
Yeah.
For that reasoning, I am gonna just give me the points. You can't take the Sixers in this spot.
Take the points.
Take the hot team.
I'm taking the points. I took them on Saturday. I took the points then. There's nothing that thinks if the line was maybe 3, mm-hmm. something like yeah. that, maybe I'd lean Sixers, but I am gonna go with the Nets and the 8 here until I've proven otherwise.
Hey, they're a little bit of a mess right now in Philly. I'm riding with the Brooklyn Nets. Take them to win the series. Fun fact as well. Philadelphia,
nice
you're a mess right now.
Future bet.
Jimmy Butler, you're coming on. Nobody respects you in the locker room. Ben Simmons, you're getting booed at home. Joel Embiid, the Sixers go through you.
Yeah.
And how your health is and how ready you are to play and everything like that. If he is banged up and not 100%, I don't like it. I'm taking the points tonight, and I also got the Brooklyn Nets with the first round series upset.
The poor Sixers drafted in the top 2 or 3. Can't remember what Markelle Fultz was.
For 14 straight years.
They had the three pick and
they
traded up to
two players in Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz who don't know how to shoot a basketball. How the fuck does that happen?
It's basketball.
Not only that though, then they trade their best shooter Landry Shamet to the Clippers. So I mean, Tobias Harris can't shoot the basketball lights out either.
Hey, incredible segue.
Yeah, good one, Connor.
Next game of the night, Clippers Warriors. Connor didn't realize he did it.
No idea.
The spread is 13. Golden State covered easily on Saturday night. I'll not be touching this game, but if I had to touch it, it would not be on the Clippers side. Okay. I can tell you that.
Tony, let me throw this at you. Okay. I'm taking the Clippers. Are you? I'm taking that little brouhaha that happened last game with Kevin Durant and Patrick Beverley.
Yep.
I'm taking it. One thing the Golden State Warriors know is we are better than this basketball team. I don't think they're going to blow them out by 20 tonight. I think Doc Rivers will somehow show up. I'm taking the Clippers tonight and the Nets. Both dogs are my picks. I'm taking a 13.5 and Doc Rivers.
Love it. Yeah. You know what, Jeff? I'm not taking this pick, so I'm going to trust you here. I mean, you've been hot lately.
Yeah, Golden State's not blowing them out. Yeah, I totally agree.
Not two in a row.
They had their blowout. Yeah. They opened with it. Now it's going to be. I think they'll probably win, but it's going to be way closer than 13.
Yeah, okay. I got a guy on the inside on the Clippers. A good friend of mine back home. We grew up together.
There we go.
He works with the Clippers, and they actually took the bus down that day.
Okay. Oh, really?
But they've stayed since then.
Mm-hmm. Interesting and again, move.
We talk about the previous spreads. That first game spread was 17.
Yeah, right?
They bring that down 4 points. There's something in the water.
Yeah, I mean, that's two buckets here, that's two buckets there.
Golden State by 10.
All right. Yesterday was a tough. Were you guys on the Thunder yesterday?
Yes, I was.
As was I. That was a tough little.
They're going to throw it away.
Not every
beat's
good. They're
going to throw it away. They're losing the series.
Yeah. Westbrook's a hothead. He's a fucking. Yeah.
I know, but Paul George is dinged up, dude. He needs surgery like right now.
He's off.
And if he's one of the top 10 players in the NBA, along with Russ on the same team, and he's not playing, he's playing 50%, 60%. Yeah.
Well, Steven Adams got his fucking ass handed to him by ex-OKC Thunder.
I forget that he was on the Blazers when I bet that too. And if I remembered Enes Kanter was going to go for 20 and 15,
yeah, you're a big Enes Kanter guy too.
Oh yeah, double zeros. Come on.
All right, so that is our NBA picks for tonight. We're going Nets and I believe Clippers from the room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now that brings us to the other playoff sport going on right now, the NHL. So we bring in our expert, Mr. Hockey Talk himself. Nicky Skates.
Good luck, Nick, trying to figure this one out.
Dude, the NHL playoffs is the most unpredictable thing of all time.
It really is. The best team in the whole tournament hasn't won a game yet.
One game. Not even close.
What can you do here? We're doing our best, though. We're plotting along. We're treading water here.
So who do we have tonight?
Tonight, let's go with – I'm going to take Washington at Carolina. Yeah. I like Carolina a lot, but I'm taking Washington based purely on the value here. Washington plus 100.
Are you giving me even money? It's nice.
I'm going with Boston at home against Toronto. Or I'm sorry.
At Toronto.
I'm going with Boston on the road
at
Toronto. I like the Bruins at minus 105. Kadri got suspended. Toronto's got some things to figure out. I think the Bruins
just fucking took a two-hand right to the fucking neck.
I get it, he's sticking up for his teammate, but goddamn, he just crushed
it. He's always been like, hasn't he? Then?
Yeah, he always walks the line. He's a little bit of a rat.
Get him out.
I would also take Dallas at home against Nashville. Dallas minus 120. Great defensive team there. That's a tight series. Both of those have been one-goal games, I believe. And then Colorado and Calgary. I'm taking Calgary on the road at Colorado minus 125.
Okay. So from Raldi, we have the Bruins, the Caps, the Stars, and the Flames. I am going under the 5 in the Stars-Preds game.
Tony!
Been a very,
I like it.
Very, very tightly played series.
Let's go, Pekka Rinne.
I've loved Dallas under all year long. And then on top of that, I'm going to take the under Grand Salami for all the games. Under the 22.5.
Nice.
You know, it's about time in the playoff series that we start buckling it up a little bit.
I like the salamis. Let's get it going.
Gorms, what do you got for the NHL?
Tony Pucks. Here's what I got. I don't want to talk too loud about this because I'm going opposite of Nick Meraldo.
Okay.
I got a two-team parlay that I am rolling tonight in the NHL. I am taking the Predators on the road to beat the Dallas Stars. I am taking Toronto at home to beat Boston. That will be a good payoff if you believe enough in it and believe in me, which not many of you do. Nick Meraldo, I know I'm going opposite of you.
Yeah, you've had some good calls, though.
But I am taking Toronto at home to go 2-1 in the series, and I am taking Nashville on the road.
Okay, so for our cup of coffee a day parlay, I'm taking the Stars and Bruins off since you guys disagree. But Gorms, how do you feel about the Capitals
and
Flames? Are you okay with that?
I'm with.
All right, so we'll leave those on.
I'm with both of those calls.
What's your name, Boston Connor? What do you have?
I obviously like the Bruins tonight, but more so because of how well they played in Game 2 with Backes in the lineup. Kadri, get him out.
Big Backes guy.
Fucking Backes.
Huge
Backes
guy. I mean, he sets the tone up front, and we're a huge forechecking team, always have been. Backes lives on the forecheck. like the Bruins money line, and then again, Capitals as well, like Nick said. And what he didn't bring up is how they're actually playing. Backstrom, weren't you saying what? Backstrom's blocking shots now?
Yeah. I mean, the play, like, they've squandered some leads, but they haven't lost. Okay. Yes. So they get up early and they blow a lead, but they're finding ways to win still. So I think it's gonna be another deep run here for the Cavs.
It's a great sign. Todd, do you have any NHL for tonight?
I do not.
Nick, do you want to I'm sure you do today on Hockey Talk. That Hockey Talk podcast, is it coming out today?
Yep, it is coming out today.
But do you want to do a little State of the Union here on the Pittsburgh Penguins? How you feel about them? Or?
Just they're not executing. Are they going to get a game? They're getting outplayed, maybe, but there's not one piece of their game that says they deserve to win a game right now. The defense are pinching at all the wrong times. The forwards can't score. They can't get scoring from their stars or the secondary scoring. The goaltending has been average, but it's been the best piece of their game because they can't get anything else to click. The power play isn't bailing them out. There's no room for them to skate. They look a step too slow with everything they do. They're just literally being outplayed in every sense of the game.
Go ahead, Gorms.
Tony, Nick had a good point earlier. What did you watch yesterday? Did you watch your Penguins or did you watch Tigers? Because they were both going off at the same time, and in the heart of Tiger making his run was in the heart of that hockey game. And Meraldo said, hey, at the commercial, I'd flip back and see what Tiger did. What did you do, Mr.?
I had Tiger on the main TV, mm-hmm. and then I had the Pens on my laptop.
Nice. Okay.
Which is, what I think most people did, but I was making the point, the NHL, what the hell were they doing having one game during the Masters final pairing and then no games until basically 7, 9, 10, when Game of Thrones was going.
In their defense, the Masters was not supposed to tee off till 3. It was the weather that pushed it up till earlier. So then the Pens game should have been over by 3 when Tiger was going off. I enjoyed waking up early and having it ready
to
go.
That was nice,
But yeah, I watched both. I mean, I can do things. I'm a multitasker.
Well, it's two TV season. This is the peak of the playoffs. Season. You need a second TV.
Raldi, I appreciate it.
Thank you, boys.
Let's move on to a little MLB. I can see fucking Todd's chomping at the bit over there. Yep. MLB, what do you got, dude?
Lock of the year.
Let's go, Todd.
The Dodgers, money line at home against the Reds. Clayton Kershaw is on the mound for the Dodgers. He's a complete beast. The Reds are still struggling, especially offensively. They are starting Castillo. Won't matter. I mean, maybe they'll hit the under in this game. I don't know, but I know this: the Dodgers will win. And if you're not putting this in a parlay, and you want to get a little more value for your bet, don't be afraid to take the run line on the Dodgers.
Oh yeah, a little minus 1.5.
Yeah, yeah,
because minus 1.5 run line.
It's like plus 130. So this is a no brainer. Also, I have Seattle plus 100 at home against Cleveland.
Are we still riding the Mariners?
I have to. They're 13-5. Cleveland's 8-7. And Cleveland, the favorite tonight on the road in Seattle. Something doesn't fit there. I know it's pitching, but Todd, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's pitching. Like the Indians' on-base percentage is only .254 against lefties.
Ooh.
And Kikuchi
is
pitching. Fucking and guess what hand he throws with?
The left one.
He's a lefty. And if you look at the other side, Trevor Bauer, I know, is
he's
a
good.
Beast.
Yeah, Trevor Bauer's
very, very good.
Very
good. But Seattle is like the third ranked batting offense against righties.
Okay.
So this is going to be a good day for them. This is just good value. You don't get Seattle plus 100
at home.
Never do
less.
If you would have left that set out, I probably would have taken the under on Kikuchi and Bauer, just because they are both very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got Mariners and Dodgers from you, Gorms. You got an MLB?
You just heard it, buddy.
All right, Connor, you.
Only thing I have actually started 15 minutes ago. We have the Sox Orioles took
the Patriot Day.
We got the Boston Marathon today. Here, and I took the Sox over 6.5.
You got a winner.
Runs.
You got a winner in that race.
I do.
Kenya.
The
runner from
the
Kenya.
The guy not from America.
Supposed to be a guy from Ethiopia. Real fast.
Oh, fuck, I should have known.
He can run.
He runs, man. All right. I also took the under 11 in that game just because 11 runs is a lot of fucking runs. I mean, that's a high line. That's
especially
like,
with the Orioles. That's
just
one
out of
teams.
Principle, I had to take the under there. Mm-hmm. All right, so that leaves us with 7 picks for a cup of coffee a day parlay. That's
go.
A very achievable number, boys.
Let's go. Flip Come on this, now. Tony.
I had the under in Preds Dallas under 5. Brooklyn Nets plus 8. The Clippers plus 13.5.
Yes!
Capitals even money.
Yep.
The Flames are at minus 120. The Dodgers, minus 165, and the Mariners, minus 110. Those are our picks today. If you put $5 on all those picks, $5 wins you a cool $380.
I love
there
that.
We go.
Five to win $380. That's our sweet spot. When we've all right, yeah. So normally our cup of coffee day parlay is if we get to 10 picks, it's 10 picks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The two times that it hasn't got to 10 picks, that it's got to 6 and 7, we have gone 6-0 and 6-1.
T-bone.
There we go.
So now with another 7 cup of coffee a day parlay today, I mean, at least 6-1. Yeah. We're looking here at least 6-1.
Odds are in our favor today. I really like this for some reason today. I feel strongly about
this. The odds are in our favor.
The whole thing about
it. The gods are in our favor.
Liked what they said. Todd, what about you?
$5 to win $380?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go 10, win 760.
Nice.
How are we going today?
There you go.
Whoa, you're
that's confidence.
I might put fucking 20 on it.
Here we go. I don't know how much money that is, but it's a lot.
20 to win 1560. It just happened.
Nice.
It literally
that'll
just
wait,
happened.
Tony.
Let's do go. It.
So it's definitely not winning that.
Jeez.
All right, it's been an awesome Monday. We'll be back tomorrow. More NBA playoffs, more NHL playoffs, more MLB. Gorms is going to tease some horses at some point. I'm just fucking waiting. Maybe he's got some tennis picks coming up for us. Who knows?
You
never know with the original Bro man himself.
That's right.
This has been a great Monday. We thank everybody for listening. You can tweet us your picks at BroBets on Twitter. Follow us on myaction.app/BroBets or all of our names, singular, whatever you want to do. With that being said, good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.